Welcome to another special episode of Atlanta's only pro-business radio talk show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Buckhead inside the Business Radio X studios.
All right, and this is a special episode, as we mentioned, for Kids Business Radio. Actually, this is the inaugural episode, so we're very excited. We're going to kind of bring you a little bit up to speed of the backstory of how this all came about. And so, and we're here in Buckhead, in the heart of Buckhead. Everybody's enjoying our million-dollar view. Before we went on the air, it's fun. We just love this the studio and having everybody here. This is a Saturday morning episode, which is a first of its kind. Normally, we're on the air during the week. So thanks for tuning in. And speaking of the show, I have Dirk Ebener. Is that the correct?
Is that very good?
Very good, right? Excellent. Most people, what do they normally say?
They say Ebner, right?
What's
like
up,
that.
E? Can I just call you E?
That's sort of close.
That's close enough, yeah. Okay, so I'm Rich Casanova, and I'm just going to, again, do a little intro and then turn it over to Dirk. So,
Thank you.
We were talking before the show. This is, how great is this? You were first initially a guest on our Business Radio Tuesday show, right?
Correct, exactly. Yeah.
A while back, and then it was just such a cool idea, because obviously I'm a huge fan of the Shark Tank. I love the Shark Tank. So when you're talking about kid entrepreneurs, these are the up-and-coming entrepreneurs, CEOs, the next generation, right?
Exactly. And we need to make sure that we realize this on a daily basis.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we really need to make sure that we are encouraging kids of all ages. Don't say, you know, you're only 8 years old, so we don't really want you to look into business, because you never know the brilliance of these children. And brilliance doesn't really come with an age limit. You can be 8 or 80. And
right.
Really start a business if you feel like it. But we are focusing on kids.
Right, yeah. Well, I remember as a kid, I used to have a paper route. I thought I was pretty, you know, enterprising. And now I'm just like, you know, it's not even compared to what these kids are doing. So, but, and so again, you're on as a guest. You're talking about, and I said, well, we should do Kids Business Radio. What a great idea. But then you were talking actually about an event, the Kids Business Expo.
Yes.
That you're promoting. Actually, we have joining us in the studio here Saturday morning, Ryan McPherson, and he's our producer engineer. And Ryan, I'm going to have you just chat for a moment about the Kids Business Expo with Dirk, because you were actually there doing the live broadcast the entire day.
That's right. I was out there at the Cobb Galleria Center on behalf of Business Radio X, conducting interviews with the young entrepreneurs that we had out there at Kids Business Expo. I think we did over 19 interviews with young entrepreneurs, and it was a great environment, a lot of passion, a lot of creativity coming from these great youth out there today. And so looking forward to Kids Business Expo 2016, right?
And we're already getting going for it. You know, all the application and everything is going to be on the website as of April 15, because we really want to encourage businesses and families and young entrepreneurs of all ages to really become involved in this early on. So make a commitment now and get a spot.
Definitely. And what were your thoughts about Kids Business Expo 2015?
I think it was a very, very successful first-time event. I've been in trade show business for a long time. And, you know, when I decided to launch something myself, it's always sort of like a last-minute jitter that you have.
Yeah.
And
right.
And to have 804 attendees from 21 states and Canada and overseas to participate in the first time event was very amazing. We had over 80 booths on the show floor.
Nice.
You know, we had a very strong, of course, a huge keynote speaker with Marcus Lemon is coming in, giving us a lot of his time. And then we had a really interesting panel discussion. So the overall flow plus the seminars and workshop was very, very very exciting.
Yeah, no, it was a great event. I think a lot of the youth entrepreneurs that were out there were able to display their businesses and really give them a platform to continue that success they were on. So kudos to you for getting this started. And
well, thank you.
We're excited to help support it going forward for 2016. So,
And this is really sort of a family reunion, because everybody here today on this radio show has been at the event. And I was very excited when I was able to bring in the guests for today, because I feel that we need to share ideas of entrepreneurship. I think we need to really focus and spread the message. And that's one of the reasons, you know, just like Rich said, we sort of came up with the idea of business radio and Kids Business Radio to host it here and work with you. So thank you for giving us the platform.
Our pleasure. Please introduce your guest in the studio today.
Okay. The first one is Kaylin Ebener. She was the individual who came up with the idea of Kids Business Expo, which is exciting, of course. We have Uriah here from Future Entrepreneurs Chamber of Commerce. We're really excited to have you here. Corinne, thank you for being here. And our first guest that I would like to hand the microphone to is Deidre. Deidre and I have met and worked together on a couple of things. So Deidre, tell us about your involvement with youth entrepreneurship and about your company to begin with.
Absolutely.
Actually, if you don't mind, why don't we, Ryan has a bio kind of teed up, so let's let our listeners know a little bit about that.
Go for that.
Okay. Thank you, Rich. Thank you, Dirk. Deidre Cox, she is with 3D Community Development Enterprises, LLC, and partners with clients to identify and develop collaborative solutions that positively impact socioeconomic factors in the community. 3DCDE partners with banks, CRA, Community Development Leadership, to identify and execute community development strategies that will produce satisfactory plus results on regulatory exams while strengthening their bottom line. 3DCDE also works closely with corporate giving officers within corporations to develop their annual corporate giving strategies.
I thought you were going to have CP3O in there in a second. Yeah. So that makes it official. Now you can go, yeah.
Go for it, Deidre.
That was a mouthful, wasn't it? Well, good morning. I am honored to be here with all of our esteemed guests. That was a mouthful. But 3D Community Development, where we're truly focused right now is bringing the academic world, so high school students, connecting them with the world of business. And I was fortunate to meet Dirk. And he came in to with one of the clients that I'm working with. One of my clients has actually officially put a bank in a school. And what we're doing with the student, pretty cool stuff. What we realized and what I've realized over time, because I have a teenager, that students are learning a lot in the classroom, and it's all about EOCTs, end of course testing. But we as private sector business partners have to do a better job of bringing business to them, helping them understand what they're learning in the academic world, how they can apply that in the real business world. So Dirk and I've had a great time working with some of our youth over at Meadow Creek High School in Norcross. Shout out to Meadow Creek High School, all my peeps over there. But we're working with the school. The principal has put together an academy model, and he wants myself and my client to bring all of the academies into the world of entrepreneurship. So we're going to be helping the students turn those academies into real live businesses so that they can actually employ students, pay them more than a minimum wage, bring them up to a livable wage. So we're working on that concept. And there's a lot of other small business opportunities going on throughout the school. And what I'm finding is, as the students understand entrepreneurship, as they understand the gifts they have and what they've been learning academically, how they can apply those things in the entrepreneurial world, it's bringing a whole world to life there in the school. So it's amazing.
So can you tell me a little bit more about that program at Meadow Creek, because I was part of it and it was very exciting to see how these students reacted about opportunities. So tell us a little bit more about how that got started and how these students are progressing.
My client, who was a former employer, actually, I'm a CRA officer. I'm a CRA, recovering CRA officer. For all you bankers out there, CRA is Community Reinvestment Act. Mm-hmm. And banks are responsible for actually working with a particular segment of the community, low to moderate income, to be exact. And this particular school invited us in about 3 years ago and wanted us to bring financial literacy into the classroom, because students have to take an EOCT test, and financial literacy is a part of that core testing. But they weren't really being able to apply it, because in many of the schools that are free and reduced lunch, that have a high free and reduced lunch number, a lot of those students are working. And a lot of them are bored with working jobs that pay them minimum wage and don't show them what a career path looks like. So the principal there, Dr. Tommy Welch, said, I want to do something different. I want to do something innovative. So he started to look at the Ford New Learning Generation model. And he said, I want to create academy so that when these students bring, when both feet are outside these walls, they've actually got a career path that they can follow, either in a company or through entrepreneurship. So they brought us in 3 years ago, and it's been a growing relationship. And now we're at a place and point where my client, based on my advice and suggestions, we were able to put that bank branch in there. So we're actually working with the students to, again, develop businesses. We're working with them through a professional development, what I call youth professional development, to teach them a lot of soft skills, teaching them how to interview, teaching them how to actually network for success, teaching them how to provide excellent customer service. And through teaching them all these soft skills, the students have actually decided that many of them desire to be entrepreneurs. They've got a lot of amazing ideas, mm-hmm. So we're cultivating those amazing ideas.
When I was at the school, I walked into the classroom and I could tell that there was a lot of interaction. And, you know, a shout out to the teachers. Mm-hmm. I think teachers in general over in anywhere in the United States and around the world who are really focusing on helping students, this is really the personal one-on-one commitment that teachers do every day. But more importantly, in that specific case, I felt that there was a great connection between the teacher and the students. Did you feel the same thing, or do you experience that?
I do, and I have to tell you, as private sector partners coming into the classroom, because this is really unheard of in Georgia, to have private sector partners in the classroom on a day-to-day basis going standing arm in arm. The specific teacher that you're speaking of, Ms. Westover, shout out to Ms. Westover, she took a group of ninth grade students, freshmen. This was a study skills class. And for those of you that have been in school, study skills means I'm having a problem with this particular subject and I need to shore up my skills. She took those students and said, how about we create a business that's going to help you learn about science? And doggone it, if she didn't bring those students in and she's got 10 students and they've created a business, they've got CFOs, CEOs, they've got their talking points in tow. Dirk came in and he's taught them how to do their 30-second elevator speech. We've still got a lot of work to do, but she's passionate. So her passion connected with the resources that we're bringing, we're teaching her what entrepreneurship looks like, really. So now she's even more excited. So she's ready to take it to a whole nother level next year.
What I also think is critical in these situations with these students is really the fact that we have an opportunity to form and melt the future. You know, we can really build this up. So it's an awesome opportunity, but what can other schools and other educators learn about the system and how can they do something like that?
It's so very important that as businesses, the school system is growing our next generation workforce, leaders, and entrepreneurs. And it's crucial in my mind that businesses connect with their schools to find out what the needs are, to find out, first of all, what's going on in the school. What are your graduation rates? What are your demographics? What's going on in the communities around you? And they've got to partner with the local chambers because the chambers have businesses that are there that are more than willing to come in and assist. So what I tell the students and what I tell the administration at Meadow Creek is we're creating a new culture. It's called public-private partnership, and we've got to make it work. Public-private partnership. We've got to learn to create a new culture. The way that the school system is working presently, the way that corporate America is working working currently, we're on opposite sides of the street. We've now got to come on the same side of the street in the middle of the road, and we've got to create a new language of love for these students.
One of the things that I see popping up everywhere around Metro Atlanta, as well as, you know, around the country, is all these Shark Tank activities, all these opportunities. But what I feel is very important is mentorship. Is really that business leaders take on a one-on-one relationship with these future entrepreneurs. Can you give us about a very good rundown on that?
When we bring private sector partners in, I tee the students up and let them know that they're going to have opportunities. That's why it's important for us to teach them soft skills. Mm-hmm. Because when opportunity, I tell them opportunity is knocking at the door. When opportunity comes, you've got to be ready to greet it. So with the students, it's important that they be ready and willing and pliable and teachable. And it's important that our business partners learn how to embrace our students where they are. Mm-hmm. Because I think when you don't come into the classroom, you don't see the dynamics that are going on. So you're far removed from it. But FDIC has been in the building with us over the last 2 weeks. Greg Shoemate of Brand Mortgage has been in. And he's taken a personal interest in three or four students. With mentorship, there comes additional opportunities. There comes the opportunity for scholarships. There comes the opportunity for paid internships. There comes the opportunity for externships. So there's so many opportunities. And once these students learn how to network and greet a professional, then the wall comes down. Then they realize that they're fearless and the opportunities are unending. They're boundless.
So if someone is listening right now and has questions and wants to really get in touch and involved in programs, either in Metro Atlanta or even in state of Georgia or across the country, mm-hmm. how can they reach out to you and what can they do to learn more about what you're doing?
I would strongly encourage them to email me. Email is the best form of communication because I'm running 90 to nothing all day because I'm in that school from 7 a.m. to 4. So Deirdre Cox is my name, D-E-I-R-D-R-A. I am Deirdre Cox on Facebook. I am also on Twitter at @DCoxDevelops. Email is, again, the best medium for me, and that is DCox@3, D as in Deirdre, communitydevelopment.com. I'll say that again. DCox@3DCommunityDevelopment.com.
Do me one favor. Tell me about your next steps.
Next steps are to take this model and scale it. next steps are to take this throughout the state of Georgia and to take this nationwide. I want to go into every area that is currently struggling socioeconomically and bridge the gap.
I believe that we can really make a difference in the life of students and really involve them. I was and I am involved with your program, and I really, really, truly believe that there is a lot of opportunities out there, specifically in school systems like the one that we're talking about.
Yes.
So thank you very much for what you're doing. It's great.
Thank you for allowing me to be a part of today. Oh,
thank you very much. So our next guest on the show is Corinne.
Corinne Wright from Inspire Entrepreneur. She is a certified life coach and business success. Founder of K. Wright Coaching and co-founder of Inspire Entrepreneurs, she has a background in higher education. She has been coaching for over 9 years, with many of them dedicated to creating action plans for non-traditional college students. As a business success strategist with a Bachelor of Arts degree in Human Resource Management, her expertise is in goal setting and strategic planning, conducting focus groups, developing training tools and job descriptions, professional development, motivational speaking, and mentoring youth and young adults. She has knowledge in developing and cultivating vendor relations, international correspondence, and building business relationships. Welcome to Corinne Wright.
Well, welcome on the show, Corinne.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you here. And tell me a little bit about what you're doing and how you got involved with Kids Business Expo and your involvement with kids and young entrepreneurs.
Okay. My partner, Dr. Rhonda, and I had a program called Youthpreneurs that we do with iInspire Entrepreneurs. We have different aspects of who we work with within the programs that we offer called Operation Startup Nation. And Operation Startup Nation is an adult version of what we created for the youth. And we met you, Dirk, at a networking event, and I saw your information on the table, and I just ran over there. I'm like, I need to talk to you. And it was a great connection. It was meant to be. I love what you're doing with the youth, with the kids, and one of the things that we've kind of decided since the Kids Business Expo is to really take our Youthpreneur program and change it and develop it into a next generation program. So it's Next Generation, the Power of Young Entrepreneurs. So we're working on that now behind the scenes to launch the date for it.
Excellent. So when you are talking to entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. when you are in front of them, when you're networking, and I know you're an excellent networker, give me a very brief, tell the audience, tell the listener some good advice about networking. Tell us about all that.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on.
Yes. The best advice I can give someone when it comes to networking is to first think of what you can offer the person you're connecting with. When I saw you, I said, I know what he has for me. He doesn't know that I know that. But I want what can I offer him? Because a lot of times when you're networking with people and you collect the business cards, their assumption is that, you know, you're going to try to sell them something. You don't want to sell them something. If you're selling something, sell yourself on how you can collaborate with that person. So that's my best advice, is to collaborate.
What I always tell the kids when I go into classes and classrooms, I tell them one of the most important things is a business card.
Yes.
Because when you're somewhere, you know, at a restaurant or a fast food place, and you overhear a conversation about a job opening and an opportunity, mm-hmm. you know, you're struggling to find a napkin or a pen to write down your information and give it to somebody. So I'm always saying, you know, be ready to have a business card. How do you encourage kids to be ready for that 30-second pitch?
Well, first, one of the things that actually changed my mindset with that was Marcus Lemonis at the Kids Business Expo, and how he spoke about having the youth ready to give their elevator speech anywhere. So the business card is great. And I like the fact that when we had the huddle last month, Kaylin came and she pulled out her business cards. And I'm like, wait a minute. They look better than mine. But that was something that I looked at you and I just felt like, wow, Dirk has it. But, you know, have that card in your head. So if you don't have the card with you, be able to tell someone right then and there what it is that you're doing, what you're about, and attract them to your product. Pull it up on your phone, you know, say, hey, this is what I do, and connect with them. If you don't have a business card on you, connect with them on Facebook right away and then tell them, hey, I'm going to get you a business card.
Now you are going into a direction that I really like to talk about,
okay.
is social media. I know that you are very involved in social media.
Yes.
I know that you can help people to be very effective and very successful on social media.
Yes.
One of the questions that comes up all the time from students and kids and entrepreneurs is it really important to have social media going on. Tell the listener about that.
It's very important because if you look at the stats, you have over, I mean, the numbers change daily, but you have over 2 million people at any one time on Facebook. So if everyone's on Facebook, why aren't you there? And I tell people, when you create a social media presence, the worst thing you can do is disappear for days, because to them, people who thrive on it and they check it every 5 minutes, if you're gone, you're out of business. They're like, oh, well, that business flopped. And then you come back a month later and you're like, hey, and you're trying to generate that audience's attention again. It's hard. So you have to stay connected to it. And once you get in it, it's hard to leave it. So
I remember we had this conversation, and Deidre, we also at one point in time, we had a conversation about your students talking, you know, social media. And I remember very well that all of a sudden there was this bang that was there. Their presence on social media. So it seems to be that they're listening to it, right?
Absolutely.
Correct.
They saw it and it worked.
Yeah.
Excellent. So when you think about what kids need to learn today, because your seminar at Kids Business Expo was very successful. You had a lot of people in there, and people, it was standing room.
Yeah.
And so we had a lot of kids listening to them. What was your feedback that you got from these young entrepreneurs?
Well, a lot of them, they just wanted to stay connected. They wanted more information. And we did a segment called Ignite Your Inner CEO, just to teach them that you are your own CEO. You have to operate you and run your personal life first. And then whatever, because there's no work-life balance. I'm sorry to skip. But there's only life. So if everything is just life, manage yourself, manage a business.
Now, one thing that I am encouraging right now in my tweets is get prepared for the summer jobs.
Yes.
And that's one of the things where entrepreneurs can really, kids can really become sort of started into it and learn about what this is all about, correct? So if you have sort of a 2-3-point checklist, tell me what a young entrepreneur who is really interested in, and it doesn't matter what age they are.
Right.
You know, tell us what they should do, 1, 2, 3, to get involved in business.
Well, number one, take out fear out of your vocabulary. There's no such, well, kids don't have fear anyway, but don't be afraid to approach people and ask for what you want. When you ask for it, there's either going to be a yes or a no. And most of the time for kids, it's a yes. Number two, be committed to what it is that you're saying you want to do. Don't just go after it. And then when you get that yes, you're like, oh, well, I'll go over here and do this. No, be committed. And number three, do it. My favorite slogan is like Nike, just do it. So I'm going to go from that standpoint because it's a mental thing first. You have to be ready inside. And then once you get the position and you're showing them what you're worth and who you are, it's just going to grow your image. It's going to grow you on social media. It's going to grow you as a person. And you have potential to go further than you've ever imagined as a kid.
One of the things that Marcus Lemonis did at the Kids Business Expo was to pull out the kids out of the audience and put them right in front of and Deidre's kids were a part of that as well. I remember that actually they were up there and they were talking to him. And I felt that that was a very, very important sign of a business leader, a very successful business leader, really taking an initiative to become involved with the kids.
Yeah.
What did you take out of that keynote presentation that he made?
Oh, my gosh, so much. But to keep it short and sweet, the biggest thing I took from it is that, you know, when you go through things in life that don't always look like what it's going to be at the end because you can't see around that corner, you just have to keep going. Because had he not kept going, he wouldn't be where he is today. And we wouldn't have an opportunity to listen to him speak and see how many businesses he's created just from being, you know, the rejected child, you know. So for youth, I just want to say to you, no matter how many friends you have out there, no matter what your life looks like, no matter what you think about yourself, just understand how important you are right now today, and that anything you want to do, you can. You're in your way. Nothing else. Nothing stops you from doing what you want to do but yourself.
Talking about Marcus Lemonis, just as a quick shout out here, his next series, his number 3, will start on May the 12th.
Oh, wow.
So I encourage everybody to really tune in on CNBC, The Prophet, on May the 12th, because he will be out there again, you know, working with businesses and helping business to become successful. And I am very eager to find out what he is doing.
Yes.
When you follow him on the social media, you see a lot of things going on that he is really trying to work hard on. Now, one other question I have, and it has been with me for a while now.
Uh-oh.
It's okay. One of the things that is I believe, very important is that kids learn how to build that 30, 60-second pitch.
Yeah.
And I know that you are talking about this. Tell me how to motivate a young entrepreneur to really step sort of out of that box and get involved and understand what that 30, 60 second pitch needs to look like.
Push them in the pool. Put them on the spot, you know, and I say that because I not to keep going back to how you are with Kayla, but I think that you've done a great job. She's like the young one that you put out there. You say, hey, Kayla, you tell them what you do.
Yes, that was the whole experience was nice with everyone because there were so many kids and so many businesses that they'd started or organizations, I guess, and that just sparked the interest. So
have you already started a business and sort of got into it?
Yes, I have. I've started Kaylin's Crafts, and we make handmade cards and yarn wrap leathers for decoration, and we also make them in college colors. So they're perfect for a game day or something, especially with the March Madness.
Somebody's doing a lot of reading here, isn't it?
Yes.
She's right on. So, Corinne, when you have an opportunity to go out and network again, what are your programs? What is it that you are doing when you go to these networking events? Because I know you're in a lot of networking events.
I am everywhere. But one of the things that we promote, it depends on the audience. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we promote Next Generation, which goes to what Kayla was saying kids want. And that is building the foundation for kids. So we've euthanized the Operation Startup Nation, and we've made it plain and simple so that kids can learn how to build a foundation from business plan to strategic planning. They're already great on social media and forward. And we also promote other events that we have, the adult version of Operation Startup Nation, hashtag OSN. And we do women's events, men's events, and we're just trying to round it out to where everyone gets fed from what we have to offer.
So if somebody's looking for your networking events, can they go on Meetup? Can they go on your Twitter? Can they go on your Facebook?
Or
what's the way?
The best place to go is Facebook. Corinne Wright, K-U-R-I-N-N, Wright. And it's because I'm an open book on Facebook. I don't have a business Facebook and a personal. My business is my personal. So everything you want to know is going to be right there. Twitter, Corinne Wright. I don't have Meetup yet, Dirk.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
You better start on that because that's one of the things that, you know, if you're a listener out there right now and you are looking for some opportunities to find meetings and networking opportunities and social events in your community, you definitely need to go on meetup.com. There are thousands, thousands of events in your community you can really get involved. So if you're looking for opportunities to do whatever is your call and your social cause, Meetup definitely is the place to go. There are so many networking events going on a daily basis. But very important, what I see right now is a lot of entrepreneurship meetings are coming up. There's a lot of activities going on there. Everybody is interested in this, which is great.
Yeah.
Because for a long time, nobody really was paying attention towards the youth entrepreneurship.
Exactly.
And now with a lot of Shark Tank activities in the high schools. So when somebody is trying to get in touch with you personally from a perspective of business, how do they do that?
They can. Well, my cell phone is my business phone. I'm really open book. So they can on Facebook or Twitter, or they can call me directly or email me, depending on what they need. If they need coaching, that's a different email. But if they want anything with, you know, I Inspire Entrepreneurs and the Youthpreneur programs, it's the best way to reach me is to go to our website and send an inquiry. And that's inspireentrepreneurs.net.
One thing that is, and I'm putting you on the spot right here right now, but you're talking a lot about Facebook. And I want to put out there to everybody here this morning, so everybody as a guest here, you feel free to get into it. What do you think is your preferred choice? Is it Facebook? Is it Instagram? What are you using?
I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I do blog. I think Facebook, I have the largest following on Facebook.
Okay.
There's more interaction, and mm-hmm. I actually get a lot of leads through Facebook, strangely. Twitter, not so much. I do have a nice following of people on Twitter, and but they're not as interactive with me there, and it's because I'm not that interactive. I might tweet once a day. Instagram, oddly, I have the least following, but more interaction because people want to see more of what you're doing. They want to see the pictures. They want to see events and things like that. So
now, Deidre, you are on Twitter a lot. You are posting a lot of the photos on Twitter. You're putting a lot of messages out there. What was the feedback that you got from your students?
The students love it because we're teaching them how to do it. Oh. You know, somebody told me once that kids will be what they see. Yeah. So now Meadow Creek, the kids, the worm farm babies, and mm-hmm. then just Meadow Creek U.S. in general, they're now beginning to tweet more. And I feel like it's a teaching tool. Because as I tweet responsibly, they're beginning to tweet responsibly, and they begin and they've built their followers from the Kids Business Expo. I think I've built up 100 new followers from just the Kids Business Expo.
Well, Corinne, tell us again how people can reach you, phone number, email, etc.
Okay, I'm Corinne Wright, K-U-R-I-N-N, last name W-R-I-G-H-T. You can reach me at 404-931-9384. You can also visit inspireentrepreneurs.net or kwrightcoaching.com.
Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
It's awesome. Uriah, you are our next guest. So give us a brief rundown of Uriah, please.
All right. Welcome to Uriah Bullard. He is one of the founder and current president and CEO of Future Entrepreneurs Chamber of Commerce. Uriah is a recent graduate of the Business Development Initiative. He is also the founder and owner of Digitize Me, an information technology company, as well as conducting independent study focused in computer science. Under the inspiration of God and his business mentors, Uriah is still pursuing his passion of becoming an innovator in software development, as well as helping empower youth to grasp a vision of pride and ownership. Through the FECC, Uriah is helping to build a better tomorrow by essentially developing and cultivating the minds and attitudes of future generations to think innovatively as entrepreneurs and leaders. In 2013, Uriah was selected as a co-host of the Georgia Minority Business Awards, held every March. Uriah also makes sure to take time out of his schedule to volunteer with Hands of Atlanta to teach elementary kids business principles. Welcome, Uriah Bullard.
Oh, my goodness. It's a pleasure to be here. They make it sound a lot better, a lot cooler.
It's really, really nice to have you here.
Yes, sir.
We also ran into each other at Kids Business Expo.
Oh, yeah. We were so excited. Actually, we found out about Kids Business Expo through one of our mentors. I want to say it was about a year ago when he first brought it to us. And we really didn't have, because you don't see it. You don't see anything about kids, anything about kids' business. And so when he brought it to us, it was one of those things where you kind of say, okay, is this real? Is this something that's really happening? And so we were just so excited when we found out, yeah, it's going to happen. So we met you, and it was such an amazing opportunity, an amazing time there. We truly enjoyed it.
So what did you take out of the young entrepreneurship opportunities that are out there right now?
As far as the Kids Business Expo went, what we took out of it was the fact that it was that many, you know, youth businesses out there. When you look at shows like Shark Tank, look at The Profit, a lot of them are a lot older businesses. And so then when you see this room filled with, you know, 50 plus kid businesses, you're blown away and saying, wow, this is really something here. It just meeting you and meeting all these other entrepreneurs is something. Well, let's form this network. And let's get out here and promote this network. And so that's really what the chamber is all about.
When we are talking about coming up with an idea that young entrepreneurs want, and they contact you, what is it that you will offer a member? Because I'm sure people can join, right?
Right. Oh, yes, sir.
I would assume so.
Oh, yes, sir.
That's what a chamber is all about,
oh, yes,
right?
That's what it is
good
about.
For us.
Okay, I'm going to take a piggyback off of Corinne. We like to say we euthanized the Chamber of Commerce. So if you go to them, the majority of them are overwhelmingly 40 and 50-year-olds in business. And so when we invite out the young entrepreneur to this networking opportunity or any kind of event, and they're seeing this and they're in this business environment, that's really what we're saying. This is something that you can be in. This is something that you can be a part of. You know, some people say it's called giving them a seat at the table. And so that's what we like to call it. You know, hey, you can stand on your own two feet. This is something that you can do. And when a young person or anybody joins the chamber, really what we're trying to create here is that network to where they can say, this is my business. You're going to have your next employee in the chamber. You're going to have your next client in the chamber. You're going to have your next customer in the chamber. And so that's really what the goal is, just to create a network to where it's easier for businesses to grow.
So someone like Kaylin, who just started Kaylin's Crafts,
right,
could become an active member of that chamber, correct?
Absolutely.
So what would you tell Kaylin right now, who is eager to learn about it? And what would you tell her is it that she can get out of that?
Oh, man, what she could get out of it really is, you know, she's already done the majority of what really our goal is really to inspire, right? And so she already has the business, right? So her with Kaylin, it would just be, you're there. The next step for you is to grow your business, right? The next step is to learn how other businesses work and see how you can develop your business. And so when you're around other entrepreneurs, when you're around other business professionals, you're seeing how they interact, you're seeing how they talk, what words they say, and you're just learning. And so that's the environment that we'd be trying to put Kaylin into and around.
Now, one thing that you and I had talked about and I felt that was very important was you and I had a very in-depth conversation, and we wanted to use this radio show here today for a special announcement, and I want you to do that.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on.
Well, the announcement is that we have officially formed our partnership with the Kids Business Expo, Kids Business Radio. Willie, just to the initial start of, like I said, this network. The goal is to help Mr. Ebner, help ourselves, help you all, help all entrepreneurs of the world, really, just to be able to say, I can do this. This is real. We're going to move forward together and really just promote partnership, promote teamwork, promote collaboration. And then this is just the beginning. And hopefully from this partnership, many more form.
I think that announcement deserves a round of applause or whatever. Yeah.
That's exciting news.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we're very excited about this because I believe that, you know, when there is a platform like a Chamber for Youth Entrepreneurs, come on, how much better can it get, right? I mean, we all need to focus on this. We all need to put this in. And, you know, you just put that one word in that sentence. You said global.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ideas of Kids Business Radio is not to only leave it with the local and the probably state audience, but also I think it's very important that people understand that entrepreneurship in other countries is so important. One fact that I want to throw out there is that in India, for example, the cost is 6 times as much money to start a business in India than it does in the United States.
Oh, wow.
Think about the impact that business can do in a country like India. And one thing that I see with your organization is that you said that you wanted to reach out, you know, far beyond the city limits of Atlanta and the state lines, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's funny you mentioned that because anytime we meet someone, the question always out of state is, well, are you in other states? You know, we're saying, well, yeah, we may have just started in Atlanta, but the goal is to take this nationwide and then globally, because we know that entrepreneurship reaches far beyond just my neighbor or, you know, my city. And so, you know, the goal is to help see you might have a hobby and that hobby can turn into a business and that business can turn into an enterprise. And so that's what we're really trying to do here. And we're right on the track to do it.
Well, you might want to look at Brazil.
Okay.
Brazil. Because one other statistic I found on the internet when preparing for the show was that an estimate 13 out of 100 Brazilians are involved in startups. Can you think that? I mean, that's a huge number.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the reach of a chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And we have so many excellent resources here available for us. We have the chambers, of course. We have the business associations here in Metro Atlanta that are very involved with local businesses. So how can someone reach out to you and your organization to become a member, to become involved in networking and in events and things like that?
Definitely, definitely. It's funny you mentioned the internet. What I like to say about the internet, you know, when you look at entrepreneurship, you look at anything basically, information really, there is no excuse anymore to me for you, someone to say, I can't do something. The internet has completely taken that equation out. And where if you say you can't do something, I can simply type it in Google and I'll find the answer for you.
That's right.
And so that's one of the messages we say, use your resources. But how people can get in contact with us, for sure, we try to drive traffic to the our website, which is www.thefecc.com. It's actually going to be updated relatively soon here with the new website, for sure. For sure. But other than that, you have Twitter, we have Instagram at @officialFECC. And then follow us on Facebook, or like us rather, on Facebook at Future Entrepreneurs Chamber of Commerce.
By the way, Kaylin, are we connected with everybody here? Are we LinkedIn and Instagrammed and Twittered and whatever you call it?
I believe so. but I can check on that.
That would be great if you could do that, because I think that's important, that everybody who's listening to this and has an opportunity to listen to the radio show later on can also find everybody.
Oh, yeah.
One of the things I would like to throw out there, because we posted a couple of tweets on the internet, and we asked, you know, if you have a question for our guests here today, would you please post them? And we had a very good response, actually. We had a lot of DMs, direct messages from kids and young entrepreneurs around the country that were sending us questions. So I want to use a minute or two to put some out here for us to sort of run that and discuss that. Actually, Samantha from Louisville, she said, can you remember a great business book that can help me to start a business? So let's jump on this and see and make sure that we're giving people an opportunity on that.
There is a book, and there's actually training. It's called Who Owns the Ice House? And I don't know if anyone has heard of this book, but it's about a gentleman who owned an ice house back in the 20s and 30s. And it really talks about the mindset. And Corinne, I heard you talk about mentality. And I think I heard Uriah, you also reference mentality. But it talks about the mentalities and the best business practices that one has to have. It's a very easy read, probably about 200 pages. But Who Owns the Ice House? It's a great book. I found that it's something that I can actually apply with young people.
So what one can do is, I believe, is looking at books like this and really take it as a workbook. Is that the idea of it? Really like a schedule, or?
You can actually teach from it, but the students, because it's an easy read and it really talks about it, uses adjectives. It uses verbs that individuals need to subscribe to, you know, mentality changing type of things. So it does have a workbook, but you actually have to take the course. And some of the teachers at Meadow Creek are looking to make it a course in the
excellent,
school.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Killen, give us another one of those questions.
Okay, so as it's nearing summer, sort of, Ryan from Nashville would like to know what kind of summer business they can start that is not the typical business that everyone has.
Uriah, come on. Oh, you're the chamber guy.
So summer, you know, right off the top, you think, you know, cutting grass and lemonade stands and things like that. Typical summer business that most people don't start. Let's see. I'd have to say maybe selling kites. You know,
because
you're going to be outside, and most people are going to be outside, and you don't really see people starting a kite business or anything like that. So I would say definitely, you know, think about maybe starting a kite business. Hopefully you get the wind right, but at least you know everybody's going to be outside. So
it's actually interesting that you say that, because not too long ago there was a lemonade day. They called it Lemonade Day.
I think so.
There that, you know, they encouraged kids to become involved in building a business through a lemonade business.
Oh yeah, lemonade stand. Really cool. When you study business, for sure, from what I've researched, at least that's one of the first businesses that most people, they tell you to at least start. So you learn a little bit about business, because you learn quite a bit starting a lemonade stand. Actually, when we were part of the business development initiative, we actually started the lemonade stand and actually had one right outside of the school. And it was mildly successful. We actually added with it, because you learn business, how you make yours different. We added a car wash with it.
So
we,
you know,
yeah.
Are you waiting to drink a lemonade?
Oh, yeah. Double, it was awesome.
Double
was
hitter. Awesome.
Exactly.
Idea. Excellent.
Exactly.
Now, can I throw another one
please,
in there?
Please, absolutely.
So being that I'm not I don't like to perspire, because I'm at that age now where personal summers become all too common. So one of the things that we talk about at Meadow Creek High School with the students, they speak over 100 languages there at the school. So I'd say for any student that doesn't necessarily want to go outside, but is maybe an inside body that has amazing Microsoft Office skills, that's got some Excel skills, I think that database management is a great thing to do. A lot of our kids are not taking office. They're not taking business classes in school right now, and there's an amazing need for that. I need a personal assistant that can help me manage my database. But another amazing skill also is translation, because of the 100 languages mm-hmm. that they speak. I'm going to throw a shout out to Judge Rodney Harris in Gwinnett County. He always talks to the students about, if you can speak more than one language, you are in need. Your services are needed. So translation, businesses need to have their marketing materials translated. So that's a great job.
That's an excellent one. You are just opening another door for me, because there was another question from Christy here out of Atlanta. She said, or asked, what can my middle school class do to start a business club? Any ideas and input on that?
business clubs, when I think about the clubs that we actually have at the school right now, because Translation Nation is actually a club at the school, and what the students have done at Meadow Creek is there's about 10 of them, and they've got CFOs, CEOs, so they had a vision. They created a mission statement, so they've got their mission statement and they got their vision, and what they've done is come up with a business plan and a way, because you got to find out who your market is and find out what the needs are. So they found that the translation was a need because they had parents coming in that couldn't understand what was being said and what was being required of them and their students. So I really believe that it's a matter of finding some of the students that are maybe a part of already Future Business Leaders of America, DECA, and galvanizing those resources and getting one lead teacher to sponsor you, but also engaging a business partner.
I believe what we also need to do is we need to share information about events. One of the things that this radio show will do is if you are out there and you have a program, you have events coming up, please send us an email at info@kidsbusinessexpo.com and let us know that you have an event going on, that you have a career day going on, that you are sharing that information with us, because I know a lot of people out there are looking constantly for opportunities to become involved in kids' entrepreneurship as an adult, and they simply don't know how to. So one of the things that we want to do is we want to post these events on our websites, because I believe it's very important that we create this reference. We become a source of information for this. One thing that is very interesting is the Global Entrepreneurship Week. Okay. That's huge. That will be 140 countries involved in this. And it's November the 16th through the 22nd of this year. One statistic I found about this event is that more than 2,000 startups from 64 countries will go toe-to-toe with a global pitch competition. Think about that. I mean, you're competing with some other businesses around the world to get that opportunity to compete and win. And the cookie on the whole thing is that if you win, you're going to the Netherlands for the global fair final pitch. Nice. So think about you get a nice ticket on, you know, in this year to go to the Netherlands to be representing your country in that global pitch opportunity. One other thing that I also want to do is I also want everybody here to share real quick with me, what are the books that have inspired your entrepreneurship? What is out there that right now you will say, this is my favorite book? I can start with it probably. I'm reading a book from a gentleman. He has traveled extensively and has found his passion in starting schools. It's The Promise of a Pencil. It's Adam Brown, B-R-A-U-N, Adam Brown, Promise of a Pencil. And he has started schools around the world in countries that are not offering education. And because education is so important for entrepreneurship, I would highly recommend that book to everybody out there. If you want some inspiration, if you want to read a good book, learning about business and how you can inspire somebody literally with a pencil, think about it. And you know, several years later, he has 300 schools in countries where nobody usually would have an opportunity to become involved in entrepreneurship and business. So, Corinne, do you have a book that you think is what, you know, you would recommend to people?
I have two. One is not out yet, and it's actually the book Dr. Rhonda and I wrote together called The Quick and Dirty Guide to Entrepreneurship, and we're working on a youth version of that book too, but it walks people through the processes that we teach. So if you don't live in Atlanta and you can't make it to a workshop, you can buy that book. But the book that I've been recently trudging through as a part of personal development is Think and Grow Rich, and it has nothing to do with the rich part. It's more of the thinking part, because when you get deep into that book, you really realize that it's all about, again, back to what you were saying, Deidre, it's what's in your mind and how your mind is built and what you think about what you can achieve. So I highly recommend that book to anyone who wants to start their own business, run their own business, or enhance their own business.
One of the things, Uriah, I know there's so many things going on out there right now about entrepreneurship, youth entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. Two of the platforms that I come across all the time is Startup Atlanta and Choose Atlanta. Mm-hmm. What are your next events? What is it that you're doing? Next events that you're out, that you have out there?
The next event we're actually in planning stage right now of is actually, I want to say it's like a form of a meet and greet slash blog launch. When you look at other chambers, a lot of chambers have magazines and newsletters, this type of how they get information out. One of the things we decided to do is kind of make it a little more younger. And so the next, obviously, evolution of newsletters and magazines is a blog. And so that's really what the next event that we're planning right now is, our official chamber blog launch. And that's going to be uber exciting for us. And so definitely look forward for the announcement on that. And then, you know, after that, forums and business expo, we hope to really be a really huge part of that and pushing that forward. As far as events go.
Well, I'm looking at the clock here in the studio, and we're sort of coming to that 2 minute warning, is I guess what it says. Well, we have a couple more minutes. So what I want to do is I want to make one more round around the table here and give everybody an opportunity to talk about how they can be reached. You know, what is your website? What's your phone number? And more importantly, and most importantly, probably also the emails. So why don't we start with the ladies first, Deidre?
Thank you, sir. And again, thank you for this opportunity. I can be reached. I'm an old school girl, so email is the best place, and cell phone. Email is dcox@3dcommunitydevelopment.com. Again, that's dcox@3dcommunitydevelopment.com. Cell phone is 757-342-4096. And can I throw an event out there too, Derek?
Absolutely. I'm sorry. Yes, of
course. We're having a career expo at Meadow Creek High School on the 15th of April. And I have so enjoyed my time with all of you here, and I want you all to join us. And I think I'd still owe you that flyer, Dirk. But it's going to be very exciting because we will have an entrepreneurial corner there at the career expo. So I'm excited.
That's awesome. And thank we you. Can have still people coming in there.
Absolutely.
Participate.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Contact you and get
yes.
involved, right?
Contact me and get involved.
It's always the same thing. Contact somebody and get involved.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Corinne?
You can reach me at Corinne@kwrightcoaching.com or at Corinne@iinspireentrepreneurs.com. Really, it's Inspire Entrepreneurs. .net. So that's Corinne@inspireentrepreneurs.net. And you can also contact me at 404-931-9384. And event-wise, I don't have anything for the youth right now. We're launching some things in July, but right after I leave the radio station today, we're having another huddle.
That's right.
Yeah.
Uriah.
Yes, sir.
Go
definitely. Definitely reach the chamber at Twitter and Instagram at official FECC. Facebook is Future Entrepreneurs Chamber of Commerce. And definitely email us at info@thefecc.com and visit the website. Like I said, it's going to be updated real soon here.
Awesome. For us as Kids Business Expo and Kids Business Radio, it is kidsbusinessexpo.com. For the radio, it is kidsbusinessradio.com. And if you want to get a hold of us by phone, it is 404-735-5646. And reach out to us. Our next event is the Kids Business Expo in February the 6th, 2016, again at the Cobb Chamber. I'm sorry, at the Cobb Galleria. And we will send out information, but reach out to us. You can also get in hold of us with the Twitter is Kids Business EXP, and for Kids Business Radio, it is Kids B Radio on Twitter. And follow us, follow everybody here. Thank you again for hosting us here as Business Radio X. Rich, thank you so much. Ryan, thank you so much for everything.
Derek, great show. Just I was making a couple of notes here during the show. My book right now I'm working on is Tony Robbins Mastering the Money Game. But it's right after I finish the Dr. Seuss series. I'm still working on that chapter. I like this idea of the seat at the table, but is that not at the kids' table, at the big table, right?
Yeah, adult table. Yeah.
And then sign me up for Brazil. Ryan, are you in for Brazil? Yeah, we'll do that trip. But I love it. You got over 50 questions, right?
Just
on
right.
your inaugural show.
Yes, it was awesome.
Just on Twitter in the last week or so, right?
Yeah. We felt that we want to involve people from the audience, from the Twitter audience, involve them in what we're doing here. And that's what we're doing again. You know, let us know about your events. Shout out. Send us your questions. We would love to share them. We will discuss them. We'll get back to you.
All right. And then a couple of notes I had is I wrote down that book, Who Owns the Ice House? And the idea of the second language. That really probably doubles your opportunity.
Absolutely, it right? does. Absolutely, it does, because interpreters can make anywhere from $45 to $50 an hour.
Mm. But also, just as in terms of you know, abundance that might, you know, opportunities, big picture opportunities,
absolutely.
Right? Because now it opens double the doors.
Absolutely.
I just really kind of, so Rosetta Stone, I'm gonna add that to my list.
Two times.
Can you read four? Is that a book? Is that out on book yet or tape? Or how does that work yet?
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Amazing show. So we'll see you next time, right?
Yes, it will be again in April.
All right. See you then.
See you then.